Hey everyone, welcome back to Who's There. I'm your host, Allison. If you're new here, thank you for joining us. This is a podcast where I usually talk to a new horror fan or creative about why they love the genre, but this is the end of the month, so I'm doing my What I Watched in September 2023 episode. So let's get into it because there was a lot. I watched a lot of movies. So first thing that I watched was Annabelle Creation, and it's still great. I love it. Little Lulu Wilson is amazing still, and she is great now, too. Next, I watched 27 Dresses. I needed a little bit of break from horror, and I just wanted to watch one of my favorite rom-coms. I don't know why it's one of my favorite. Don't judge me. I just love it. So, yeah, I give Annabelle Creation 4 stars in Letterboxd, and 27 Dresses also 4 stars in Letterboxd. Next, I watched Shiva Baby. And this I gave 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. It's not technically a horror movie, but it will give you anxiety to watch it and watch everything that she goes through, the main character. Once she shows up to her family member, Shiva, and finds the guy who's been her sugar daddy there with his family. So yeah, that was totally fun. Next, I watched the movie Cry Wolf. I love this one. I give this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. This is just classic 2000s horror, and it will never not be good. Next, I watched Disturbing Behavior. I think I was reminded of this movie on Sarah Hawkinson's channel, Possessed by Horror, and it was good. I liked it. 2.5 stars on Letterboxd. Very solid. Next, I watched the smash-up, I guess, of a bunch of new pieces of Scream 3 that have never been released before. It was fine. I had hoped it might be a little bit closer to what really happened, because supposedly the girl that played Sydney in the movie Stab was going to be one of the killers too, but it wasn't that. But I'm looking forward to the new edition that's going to be released in just a couple days, so that'll be fun. Next, I watched 65. This is with Adam Driver. I don't know how a movie about dinosaurs with Adam Driver could be bad or boring, but this succeeded. Yeah, it was very boring. I give this 2 stars on Letterboxd, and Scream 3 got 4 stars. Next, I watched The Conjuring, and I love this movie. Great, I give it 4 stars. This is never not good. I love it. It's a movie that's rated R because of just how scary it is. After that, I saw The Nun 2 in theaters. I had high hopes. It was not good. It was the same as the first one. It was just not scary. And I was so, so disappointed. I give this 2 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched The Conjuring 2. I was going on a podcast to talk about The Conjuring franchise, so that's why I was watching all of these. I love this movie, too. I give this 4 stars on Letterboxd. But yeah, this is just, there's so much stuff going on. And even though it makes it seem like the Warrens were there for like 10 years, and they were only there for like a day. Yeah, I really love it. I love the scenes of the Valak, and I need to make my partner go back and watch all of these movies, at least The Conjuring 1 and 2. Next, I watched The Conjuring The Devil Made Me Do It. I didn't love this in theaters. I was like meh about it, but it's better upon rewatch, and I've rewatched it twice now, so I give this 3 stars on Letterboxd, and Conjuring 2 got 4. Next, I watched Annabelle, the first one, and I like this one. I mean, it's not as good as Annabelle Creation or Annabelle, the one that came after that. But, I mean, it's interesting. It's creepy enough. I gave it 3 stars. Next, I watched Annabelle Creation these two were both with my partner. I showed him both of these as an introduction to the Conjuring franchise, which doesn't make sense since I should have showed him, you know, The Conjuring and The Conjuring 2 first. But, you know, we'll go backwards. And yeah, this is just the better movie. So I give this 4 stars on Letterboxd. And then I went backwards, even though I had already recorded the episode of No Score Review Show on the franchise, and I went back and I watched The Nun, the first one, and it was so boring. I give this 2 stars on Letterboxd. Next, my partner and I went to go see Satanic Hispanics in theaters. This is a new anthology of Latin-based horror, and it was really good, really fun. I'm not usually an anthology type of horror person, but I had a lot of fun with this, as did my partner. I give this 3 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched The Elevator Game, which is a new direct-to-shutter movie. I had high hopes because I really like this, you know, game and lore and whatnot, but it was not good. I was kind of bored. They didn't really do a lot with it. So yeah, I gave this 2.5 stars on Letterboxd. So then we get to the week when I tested positive for COVID, as did my partner. So we watched a couple, or the rest of the Saw franchise, you know, doing watch parties on Amazon Prime or just pressing play at the same time. So we watched Saw 5, which I gave 2 stars because it was just bad, bad acting. Next, we watched Saw 6, which the acting was a little bit better than in Saw 5, but I was like, meh. I gave Saw 5 2 stars on Letterboxd and Saw 6 3 stars, so there was that. And then I needed a break from the horror and torture porn, so I watched Red, White, and Royal Blue on Amazon Prime. This is based on the book, which I have not read. This was adorable, and it was different because it wasn't a heterosexual couple, so it was just nice to see that. I gave this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched on Hulu, the new Hulu original, No One Will Save You. This is with Caitlin Dever, I think is her name. It's a very weird movie, but it's actually very, very effective. I give this only 2.5 stars. Maybe I should move it to 3 just because I like it dragged a little and I did not understand the end at all. But I went on YouTube and I, you know, looked up the what did this mean video for the movie, and that was good. Next, I watched Scream 5 because I know they were watching it for the horror version, and I just love this movie. I think it's great. I give it 4.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, my partner and I watched Saw 3D, which I gave 3 stars. This is the one, I think, with the insurance rep or executive or whatever, and he gets what he deserves, and, you know, for-profit insurance is bad. And then finally, we watched Jigsaw. The acting was a little bit better than 3D, but, you know, these are Saw movies. Can't expect much. So I gave both Saw 3D and Jigsaw 3 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I needed a break from fake horror and went to real true crime horror. And I watched the miniseries The Murdoch Murders on Netflix. This was fucking mind-blowing. I can't believe these assholes got away with all this. Or they didn't get away with it. But I'm glad he went to jail, and I hope he rots there. And I give this 5 stars on Letterboxd. So next, I actually took a break from some horror and I watched Love at First Sight on Netflix because it kept being advertised to me on Netflix and everywhere else. And I was like, okay, fine, I will watch this. It was super cute, kind of stupid, but I enjoyed it for the most part. Next, my partner and I went to go see Saw 10 or Saw X or Sox in theaters, and this was actually really good. This might be my favorite sequel. So, and he loved it as well. And I gave this 4 stars on Letterboxd, which is very high for a Saw sequel for me. Next, I watched The Invisible Man. It was a rewatch for me. I love this movie. Elizabeth Moss is great. I wish she wasn't a Scientologist. Give this 4 stars on Letterboxd. And then it was monsooning that day in New York City, so I watched Crawl because that's obviously what you're supposed to do. And I love this movie. I think it's great. It might be one of my favorite creature features, right behind Cloverfield. And that, so I gave it 4 stars on Letterboxd. And the last thing that I watched in September 2023 was a rom-com called Leap Year. I had seen it once before, but I forgot just how bad it is. I love Amy Adams. She's great, but like, girl, don't be blowing up your life because you spent 72 hours with some dude and you're just gonna move countries for him now. So bad, so bad. So that is everything that I watched in September 2023. I've already posted a graphic on Instagram about everything that I'm planning to watch in October for spooky season. There are like 12 to 15 brand new movies that I've never seen before. They are brand new to me because I haven't seen them, but they're sort of old and they've just been on my watch list for forever, and I always put them off. And so now I'm just like, nope, it's spooky month, currently unemployed, let's do this. So those are there. And then all the new movies that are coming out are also there. I think I'm going to watch like 6 of them. And then a couple of rewatches because my partner hasn't seen Hell House, LLC, Cobweb, or The Houses October Built. And those are just like must watch Halloween movies. So let me know what you thought of everything that I watched. And let me know what you're going to watch in the comments. Send me a message. You can email me at whostherepc@gmail.com, Twitter, and Instagram, or X, let's just call it Twitter and forget about Elon Musk, PC there. And yeah, leave us a review if you haven't yet. So thank you so much. Until next time, stay scary and never ask who's there.